Natural disasters fueled by human-caused climate change are transforming the housing industry. NPR's Vanessa Romo reports that's because some people seeking to rebuild in disaster-prone regions are turning away from traditional builds.
Colleen and Jason Warneski's post-World War II home in Altadena, California, survived both the Station Fire and the Bobcat Fire. But last year's Eaton Fire was different. 15 months later, the couple are surveying the fenced-in dirt lot where their home once stood. It doesn't look like much now, but it will soon. Here's Jason Warneski.
With the modular homes, most of the work is done off-site, and so they are continually building while we're in the process of getting our permits done.
Climate-fueled disasters are pushing homeowners to embrace prefabricated homes made with materials that are fire-resistant and can better withstand extreme weather. For the Warneskis, that meant buying a manufactured 3-bed, 2-bath that's built from non-combustible structural steel and cladding. It's made by Hono Mobo.
There's a whole thought process towards being in areas that could potentially go up in flames. So there's a specific package that we bought.
The Manufactured Housing Institute reports that in 2024, manufactured homes made up more than 9% of new home starts. Prefab manufacturers are meeting that growing demand with innovative and safer alternatives, often for less money than traditional builds.
The way we've been building for the last 100 years really hasn't changed. I mean, the building material space is just run by dinosaurs.
That's Harrison Langley. He's CEO of MDLR Brands. The company offers manufactured kit homes and custom projects that are built from composite panels made of fiberglass. He says they can stand up to Category 5 hurricane winds of 170 miles per hour and
better for suited for earthquakes, more resilient to fires and strong winds and snow loads.
Ann Cope says one of the most important benefits of prefab housing is the quality control it affords.
The conditions in the factory are very predictable, and they result in an outcome that is very accurate. And so you can order the prefab or modular pieces to meet what you're trying to address, which is the threat that Mother Nature is posing to our neighborhoods.
Cope is the chief engineer at the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, which tests residential and commercial buildings. She says, yes, it's possible for homeowners to build more fortified homes using a traditional general contractor and construction crew, but that can be more expensive and take longer.
I think we're going to see the construction market move further and further towards prefab, but it might take a little bit to get there.
Manufacturing companies are also looking to push the boundaries of what's possible in terms of custom designs. Eames Dimitrios, CEO of Eames Office, is looking to the past for inspiration. Specifically, his grandparents' iconic Case Study No. 8 house. Famed designers Charles and Ray Eames built it as proof of concept for an aesthetically pleasing and affordable prefabricated home. Dimitrios has partnered with Quetal, a Spanish furniture brand, to create the Eames Pavilion system.
What was wonderful about it is it wasn't a copy of the Eames house, but it certainly has the spirit of it.
For now, he says it's configured as a single room, but by 2027, clients will be able to expand it to build entire homes. Given the escalating climate risks across the country, Dimitrios says you could always take it apart and move it. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.